saw some sun in the distance. He said, I think the weather's gonna fare off, would you say? Or?
Old saying is, you know, that red at night, sailor delight. Red in the morning, take warning.
I see, it's a warning.
If the sun goes down clear at night, the chances are we'll have clear weather. But if it's cloudy, it may be raining by morning.
Yeah,
and if you see it red around sunrise in the morning, the chances are it'll be foul weather during the day. But that's mm-hmm. just old saying. Mm-hmm.
Would you say it's, if it's been rainy, would you say it's going to fare off? Or how would you say that?
Well, as old saying is, if it clears at night, it's not likely to stay clear. If it clears off in daytime, it changes to, especially if it clears up before night, it might be clear the next day. But if
it
don't,
supposed to
have them, I see. Well, a lot of those sayings really come true.
But they certainly are
This red sky at night, sailor's delight. I've heard that all my life, you know, and that really is true, I think.
So, I've been telling them this summer and fall that we're going to have a hard winter. And I had my signs to go by. They won't know how to know it, so I had my sign that we're going to have a hard winter. I think I'm hitting it pretty good.
Good start. If the weather was clear and you saw some heavy clouds rolling in, would you say, I think the weather's going to what?
Be a change in the weather.
Change.
Mm-hmm. And indicate that there would be a change.
And another interesting thing is, if you have a really heavy rain, what would you call that? A lady told me that she used to call it a goose drowner. Did you ever have any words like that that you remember?
Downpour is all I know.
Downpour.
I know the heavy rain, we had a regular downpour. A gutter washer.
Uh-huh.
The one that describes an unusual heavy rain.
If the creek would run into a smaller stream, would that smaller stream be a branch, or what would you call that?
Well, the larger stream is fed by the smaller stream, you see, and those little streams are called feeder streams to the big.
Do you ever call them branches?
Yeah, call them branches. You generally call a branch if it's running water there year round. That's a spring branch, you see, where the water runs all the time.
I see.
But these feeder hollers and ditches where the water don't run all year, it's just feeder streams, you see, that when it rains, they run from them hills and hollers into the main stream.
So the spring to the branch to the creek to the river.
Yeah.
I see. Well, those things are interesting. To learn about this word goose rounder is